This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. High wind fanning grass fires across south central Kansas. We have the story.
Vice President Harris delivers closing arguments. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Butler County grass fire burned over 200 acres Tuesday afternoon near Douglas. Fire units from several agencies were called in to assist in battling the blaze. There were no injuries, no structures damaged. Sedgwick County firefighters battled a blaze in the area of K96 and 215th Street West. The dry, windy conditions resulted in several large grass fires across south central Kansas Tuesday.
Tens of thousands of people packed the National Mall as Vice President Harris made her closing pitch to voters.
7 nights before polls closed, more than 75,000 people are estimated to have crowded around the Ellipse near the White House for a closing argument from Vice President Kamala Harris.
Donald Trump has told us his priorities for a second term. He has an enemies list.
Harris says she has a to-do list to lower costs for housing and health care.
We're going to change the approach and allow Medicare to cover the cost of home care.
Speaking from the same place former President Trump rallied supporters before the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021, Harris said he has spent a decade trying to divide Americans. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump campaigned in Allentown, Pennsylvania Tuesday, where he touted his economic plan if he is elected.
If I win, we will quickly build the greatest economy in the history of the world. We will rapidly defeat inflation, and very simply, we will make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable again.
The latest Fox News power rankings forecast the election to be a toss-up, with neither nominee having the 270 electoral votes required to win.
Police releasing the name of a Hutchinson woman who was killed in a crash in East Wichita early Monday afternoon. 43-year-old Mandy Buckwalter died when a driver in a stolen van hit her car while driving near 29th and Webb Road. The 24-year-old woman who was driving the van is still hospitalized and will be arrested once she's released.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News next week's national election will be massive. He says 17 new satellite voting sites opened up this week in the county, with more than 100 voting sites open on election day.
One of the things that we've worked on with our wonderful election commissioner, Laura Rainwater, who's really guided and led these efforts, is how do we expand access and reduce wait times? What we wanted to accomplish with her lead was we didn't want any polling place in Sedgwick County to have more than 5,000 registered voters assigned to it.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
We may now know the motivation for ballot box fires in Washington and Oregon.
The New York Post, which is owned by Fox News' parent company, learning that a note was found attached to the boxes, reading, "All drop boxes will burn. Free Gaza." The Post also says the incendiary devices had "Free Gaza" written on them. Most of the ballots in the Portland, Oregon fire were saved due to a fire suppression system, but not those in the box in neighboring Vancouver, Washington, where hundreds were destroyed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Exhibition men's basketball in Manhattan and Lawrence last night. We'll talk about those games, maybe have some highlights coming up in sports.
$20 million federal dollars is being invested in Kansas railroads. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS Morning News, 7:07 now. Stephen Ten in the Morning here on KNSS. Around $20 million federal dollars being invested in Kansas railroads. The money will be used to upgrade track bridges and adding modern trains to the system. One of the national projects will also be used to fund the development of a rail center that would make technology to improve short lines and regional rail lines.
A buyout program offers landslide victims in Southern California a path to relocate and rebuild.
FEMA and the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services announcing a $42 million voluntary buyout program for Rancho Palos Verdes residents with homes damaged or threatened by land movement. Folks have until November 8th to apply. If selected, they'll receive fair market value for their properties based on pre-disaster appraisals. More than 250 homes in the city south of Los Angeles have been impacted by shifting land and utility shutoffs over the last 2 years, worsened by heavy rainfall. City officials say the program will provide a viable pathway forward for our most vulnerable community members, offering the opportunity to relocate and rebuild with meaningful compensation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A new court complaint indicates a class action lawsuit is being filed against McDonald's over illnesses linked to an ingredient in one of its burgers.
The lawsuit in a federal court in Chicago was filed by two customers who say they fell ill from symptoms caused by what was found to be tainted onions on the fast food chain's Quarter Pounders. The plaintiffs are seeking damages for people across the country who were sickened by E. coli when they ate those burgers. Last week, McDonald's announced, with the help of the FDA and CDC, that the bad onions were sourced from its California supplier, Taylor Farms. The complaint says had the victims known of a contamination risk, they would not have ordered those burgers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and former Hawaii Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard are among former Democrats supporting former President Trump. Speaking at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, Kennedy spoke on supporting a Republican, noting that he was born into the Democrat Party and that it's part of his DNA.
The Democratic Party that I grew up with is gone. And people say to me, why did you leave the Democratic Party? I say, I didn't. The Democratic Party left me.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Well, eastbound Kellogg open again after a traffic accident earlier this morning at Ridge Road had it closed for a while. However, continue to watch out eastbound on Kellogg a little bit further back towards the west between Mays Road and Tyler. We had a traffic accident up by Tyler that is still slowing things down there. Eastbound on Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jeb Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing fine.
Super, yeah.
Looks like we might get some rain.
Yeah, but that rainfall also going to come with the risk of seeing a couple of strong to severe storms. So, you know, it's just one of those things where later today we got to take the good with the bad. But, yeah, as far as that rainfall, that's definitely one of the main takeaways. When it comes to that risk of a strong to severe storm, damaging wind gusts, large hail on the table as possibilities, and an isolated tornado can't be ruled out, especially east of Wichita. That's where there's going to be the greatest risk. So for those of you that are listening and you commute maybe into eastern Kansas, counties like Butler, Greenwood, Elk, Chautauqua counties, you especially want to make sure that you're being weather aware in that part of the Sunflower State. So getting into the forecast, some rainfall just now starting to make its way into parts of central Kansas. Wichita, our chance for rain should hold off until the afternoon. But during that time, that's when we'll likely see some thunderstorms develop, and they'll intensify pretty quickly, and we'll probably be dealing with some warnings as early as 3, 4 o'clock later on this afternoon. Those storms are going to track east through the evening, and they should be out of Wichita as early as 10 p.m., 11 p.m. later on tonight. The rest of our Wednesday night are going to be dry as clouds clear out. High of 75 degrees, cooler than the last couple of days, and cooling down even more tonight. Low of 42 once our winds switch out of the northwest. And also, when it comes to our winds, they're not going to be as gusty as the last couple of days. But with that northwesterly switch, we're going to cool off quite a bit by tomorrow. High of only 61 degrees. Once that fall feel returns, it looks like it's going to stick around for a little while. Trick-or-treaters, just fine Thursday evening, but throw on an extra layer or two underneath those costumes, especially for the little ones, to fight off that fall chill. High of 67 degrees on Friday. Rain chances starting to return, too, but right now they're only at 10%, jumping up to 70% by Saturday, and we'll continue that likelihood of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, too. So it looks like it's going to be a damp and stormy weekend. High of 65 Saturday, 70 degrees Sunday. Rain chances continue early next week, Monday and Tuesday, with highs still mainly normally in the 60s. Right now, we're at 72 degrees. That gusty south wind at 28 miles an hour and gusting up to 39. Skies mainly cloudy, too, but no rain just yet.
Yeah, but we do have some moisture in the forecast, which is going to be good. As you said, you got to take the good with the bad. So we'll keep an eye on the sky. Thank you, Ronell.
Yep, that's right.
That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS, 7:13 now, 13 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. And today is the 30th day of October. Tomorrow, the 31st, will be Halloween. On this date in 1975, the New York City Daily News ran the headline, "Ford to City, Drop Dead." A day after President Gerald R. Ford said he would veto any proposed federal bailout of New York City. Not a very flattering headline. It got a lot of play.
It sure did.
And I'm sure it lost Mr. Ford quite a few votes because he basically said, well, we're not going to bail you out. That was in 1975. Big birthday today. Henry Winkler is 79 today.
Hey!
Widely known, that is, as Arthur Fonzie Fonzarelli on the sitcom Happy Days.
Fonz.
Arthur. Winkler has distinguished himself as a character actor for roles on stage and screen. His many accolades include 3 Emmy Awards, 2 Golden Globe Awards, and 2 Critics' Choice Awards. So
he's another guy that's everything he's in, he's good.
He does a good job. Henry Winkler, 79 years old today.
And he seems to be another one of these guys that everyone in Hollywood just speaks raves about him. Seems like a super nice guy.
He was the principal in the first Scream movie. Had a great role in Arrested Development.
Arrested Development was very funny.
Oh, yep. Man.
Henry Winkler.
He's good in Children's Hospital, too. Funny.
Jaywalking now legal in New York City. Legislation passed by the city council officially became law over the weekend after Mayor Eric Adams declined to sign or veto it after 30 days. The new law permits pedestrians to cross a roadway at any point, including outside of a crosswalk and against traffic signals. Councilmember Mercedes Narcisse, who sponsored the legislation, said the new law ends racial disparities in enforcement, as more than 90% of jaywalking tickets were issued to Black and Latino people last year. Adams' office said it continues to encourage pedestrians to cross in a crosswalk. I don't know about you, Ted, but we've been covering the news here the past few months, and we've had a lot of pedestrians.
It happens all the time now.
Yeah.
And we had one this morning.
Yep. That was an accident out on the west side.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like we have one about every day.
So, yeah, I go walking every day. I have to cross 13th at a light.
Mm-hmm.
And I know enough to wait.
Yeah, you see.
Because that light can turn green for me, and there's always some fool.
There's always somebody. Yep, exactly.
And, you know, making it easier for people to get hit by cars doesn't seem like a
good idea.
And
this is in the
daytime. Yeah.
Much less when we have these pedestrians that get hit in the dark, which seems to happen a lot.
The man who attacked the 82-year-old husband of Nancy Pelosi inside their California home has been given a life sentence. 44-year-old David DePape is already serving a 30-year sentence on federal charges. Tuesday, he was sentenced to life without parole in a separate state trial on charges of aggravated kidnapping, first-degree burglary, and false imprisonment of an elder. He beat the guy with a hammer, folks. In October of 2022, DePape broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacked Mr. Pelosi with a hammer, causing a skull fracture and other injuries. Nancy Pelosi, of course, not at home at the time. That guy's spent the rest of his life
behind
bars. That's where he needs to be. It's coming up on 7:17. Oh, by the way, here in just a few minutes here with Steve and Ted, we're going to talk about, where is it? I've got it right here. Okay. We're going to talk about, where is it? I know what we're going to talk about. Nightmares.
Okay.
It's Halloween, right? Coming up.
Well, tomorrow.
Talk about the most popular nightmares people have. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning. Now let's take a look at sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at college men's basketball action last night here in the state. The number one ranked team in the nation, the Kansas Jayhawks, playing their second and final exhibition game. And KU takes care of Washburn 84-53 in Allen Fieldhouse. Freshman Lori Vidunga, had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 4 block shots as KU wins its 56th consecutive game on home court in exhibition play at Allen Fieldhouse.
Jayhawks over the Ichabods, 84-53. Over in Manhattan, we had another exhibition game. Kansas State playing its lone exhibition game of the season, hosting Fort Hays State at Bramlage Coliseum, 9,500 fans on hand. And you heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
K-State's lead down to 11.
Fort Hays has not lost interest in this game.
No. Here's Hassan, top of the circle, three. Splash! He got another one. Wow, he can shoot the ball. That is now 15 points and another triple. Five for Hassan. He's got five of the Wildcats, seven.
Hassan would finish with 15 points. Kansas State defeats Fort Hays State, 70-56, the final score. Wildcats have won 30 consecutive exhibition home games on home court at Bramlage Coliseum. Baseball, the world. Well, we do have exhibition women's basketball here in town tonight for Wichita State. Shocker ladies hosting Northeastern State in an exhibition game, and that'll tip off at 6 o'clock this evening at Coke Arena. All right, let's go to baseball. Game four of the World Series last night in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees had to win to keep their season alive, down 3-0 against the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Yankees did just that. They did win 11-4. Batting cleanup for the Yankees at third base, Jazz Chisholm, who played at Life Prep Academy in Park City. Jazz, on base twice last night for the Yankees, scored a run, had a stolen base. All right, so the Yankees stay alive. Game five is tonight. Dodgers up 3-1. Cheapest ticket in Yankee Stadium tonight going for $490.
Wow.
That's your cheapest ticket.
Yeah.
You know, game five of the World Series is tonight in Yankee Stadium.
Couldn't even afford a hot dog after that.
No, that's putting a pinch on the pocketbook there. All right, let's go to the NBA last night. The Denver Nuggets went on the road in Brooklyn, beat the Nets 144-139 in overtime. And starting lineup for the Nuggets, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown with 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a couple of block shots. The Nuggets started out the season 0-2. Now they've got back-to-back wins to even things up at 2-2. All right, we'll talk football tonight over on KFH. Start out with Pro Football, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Chiefs are getting ready for a Monday night football game in Arrowhead Stadium, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up on Monday night. Chiefs right now, they've won 13 games in a row, coming off a win at the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. 7-0 on the season. A lot to talk about tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. That's at 6 o'clock this evening over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Then after that, we'll talk college football on the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the Kansas State football coach at 7 o'clock. 15th-ranked Kansas State getting ready for a road game at Houston coming up on Saturday afternoon over on KFH. Chris Kleiman Show at 7 o'clock tonight. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Halloween safety tips. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning. 72 degrees with a cloudy sky. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News next week's national election will be massive. Beatty says the county wants to make voting quick and convenient.
There are 17 new satellite locations that are opening up. Anyone in the county can vote at any of these 17 locations. And then on election day, we have over 100 polling sites available in Sedgwick County. Now, here's the difference. This is very important for your listeners. On election day, Tuesday, November 5th, you have to go to your assigned polling place.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
And hundreds of thousands of votes have already been counted in Kansas ahead of the general election next week. Lines long at early voting sites. Wait times are more than an hour in some places. 17 additional polling places are now open in Sedgwick County, shorten the wait times. There are no assigned polling locations if you vote early. As of yesterday, more than 41,000 people in the county have already cast their ballots for the election on November 5th.
A nearly $20 million school bond is up for a vote next week in Rose Hill. It comes 2 years after voters rejected an earlier bond issue. Rose Hill Superintendent Chuck Lambert says the district needs upgrades, starting with securing the entrances.
People, when they visit, get buzzed in, but they can almost go left or right as soon as they come in, not right into the office. So that would happen, or they'd be right into the office. That would help us a lot.
Lambert adds the bond money will help with providing additional space for preschool and daycare.
The Pentagon says North Korea has sent 10,000 soldiers to Russia to train and likely fight against Ukraine during the next several weeks. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more.
The Pentagon says it has lifted restrictions on Ukraine's use of American weapons to fire on any North Korean forces who come to fight alongside Russian troops. 10,000 North Korean troops are now inching towards Ukraine's front lines in support of Russia. A small number have already arrived in Russia's Kursk region, where thousands of Ukrainian troops surprised Russia in August, taking Russian territory for the first time. Korea is the first nation sending its soldiers directly to Russia to fight Putin's war. Now South Korea is considering sending missile defense systems to Ukraine. Until now, South Korea has only agreed to send humanitarian aid.
U.S. intelligence estimates that Russia has suffered about 600,000 casualties since its invasion began in early 2022.
New cases of tuberculosis have spiked around the globe.
More than 8 million people were diagnosed with tuberculosis last year. The World Health Organization says that's the highest recorded number since the United Nations Health Agency began keeping track. The WHO also reports around 1.25 million people died from tuberculosis in 2023, likely overtaking COVID-19 as the world's top infectious disease killer. Tuberculosis, or TB, is caused by airborne bacteria that largely impacts the lungs. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with the meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Need to make sure that we're being weather aware through our Wednesday. Strong to severe storms going to be possible mainly later on this afternoon and as we head into the evening. The rest of the forecast, mainly cloudy sky, high of 75 degrees, a little bit cooler with a south breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now cloudy sky, south wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. 72 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Radar indicating showers to the west here. Still quite a ways west of Wichita. It's going to be a while before they show up here, but we do have some cloudy skies right now. And we had a windy day across south central Kansas Tuesday. All those several of big grass fires. High temperature was 85, normal high 65. Oof. And we did have a wind gust, another one at south, for south wind at 56 mile per hour gust at Eisenhower Airport. That's a strong breeze.
Oh, you better put some rocks in your pockets.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
On this date in 1917, the low in Wichita was 14 degrees. That's the coldest temperature ever recorded in the city for the month of October.
Ah!
Just listening to our news a while ago, I thought it was very interesting that you and I both kind of perked up our ears when we heard the story about the North Korean 10,000 North Korean soldiers being sent to Ukraine or to Russia to train to go in Ukraine. And my comment was, how's it going to motivate those North Koreans to fight for Russia against Ukraine? And you said, not going to. They could put them on the front line. Let them be cannon fodder.
Putin's just probably going to put them on the front line and be slaughtered.
Yeah. Oh, why? What a mess. And, of course, you got that little dictator about North Korea. He doesn't care.
Nope.
Me, so who cares, right? That was a good tip this morning on House Call for Health. We're talking about the safety tips for tomorrow night, Halloween.
Yeah, heard that.
One of them that I copied that clicked in my mind was if you have newer drivers in your house, like young people, just give them a word of caution. They said don't let them go out that night.
Yeah.
Keep them home if you can. But, you know, a young driver, inexperienced driver, all those kids running around, it could be dangerous. So.
Right. Not a good idea. Yeah.
So this is the time of the year when we got to think about safety, about trick-or-treating. That's tomorrow night. Okay, we got a question posed by a class action lawsuit filed against Subway this week. Plaintiff Anna Tollison says the sandwich chain aired grossly misleading ads for its steak and cheese sandwich, showing a sub piled high with meat.
Right.
While the actual product was more bread than
the one you get. So this doesn't look like it looks on the commercial.
She says the sub in the ad has 200% more meat than the sub she paid $7.61 for.
Well, she's the one that paid it.
Not only is Subway
turned it down,
ripping off customers, Tollison claims they're doing it at a time when inflation, food, and meat prices are high. Yes.
yeah, you're kind of on your own. But on the other hand, there's an old concept called bait and switch. Show them one thing and give them the other. Yeah. Mm. All right.
Well, that's what you see these ads, and they have these foods,
and they're glistening, and they're massive. Like, wow, that looks so good.
Right.
Then you unwrap it when you buy it, and it doesn't really look like it looks in the commercial.
All right. Well, if you hit snooze too many times this morning, you're living out one of America's most common nightmares. A poll for Halloween looked at the most common nightmares we have, and we've got the top 10.
Okay.
We'll start with the bottom. Number 10, 35% said their most common nightmare was being injured. You ever have that nightmare?
No, I guess I don't.
I never even know. Doesn't even know.
Although I've had that deal where, I feel like I've been shot.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I've got like a cramp.
Oh, really?
Like it manifests itself in the dream. But that doesn't happen.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Number 9, a loved one passing away. 36% said that was their biggest nightmare. Number 8, waking up late. 43%.
Yeah.
Waking up late. And you need to be someplace.
I don't know if it's a nightmare more than just a common fear.
Okay. Number 6, nightmare, being attacked. All right.
Of course.
I don't have that one. I don't have any of these so far, except maybe waking up late. Number 5, feeling trapped. I never have that one. I don't have any of these.
No.
Number 4, feeling lost.
Okay,
I think I've done that.
Yeah, I've had that a lot.
Yeah, okay, well, that's number 4. Number 3, dying. I don't have a nightmare on that, although I have this dream that sometimes I feel like I'm already dead. And I'm looking around saying, hey, am I dead now?
Yikes.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
That's a little
Number 2,
concerning.
Being chased. Someone chasing you.
Yeah, I don't
know. And number 1, falling. 65% have had a nightmare about falling from a significant height. Maybe I had about once or twice. I don't have many of these.
I guess I don't either.
I had one when I was small, and I remember it started occurring after I saw The Wizard of Oz for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in an old, scary house, you know, with cobwebs and all this, you know, freaky,
right.
and there's this little witch about to my size. I was like 6, and she's chasing me around in this place.
Wow. That is terrifying.
Yeah. Of course, there is a nightmare that you dream you're eating a giant marshmallow, and you wake up and your pillow has disappeared. That's not on the list. Jed, you got anything on that list there?
You know, on the list, no. One of the things I kept waiting for to be on the list is the ones that I usually have, which involves other people getting injured.
Really?
Yeah, my worst ones always involved either somebody I know or even just complete strangers getting very badly hurt when I'm somewhere nearby.
Ever have the one where you're naked in a public place? I had that. I've had that a few times.
I don't necessarily consider that a nightmare.
Well, yeah, that's something that would embarrass the heck out of me. But, yeah, that's what I've had, being naked. I'm trying to think.
Go ahead.
Now, see, one more thing. This is not a nightmare, but something that recurs with me is I don't sleep. Well, other than weeknights, I don't sleep very heavy at all.
I don't either.
You got to get up and come to work in the morning. But one of the things that keeps me in my mind, in my dreams, is I'm editing copy. I'm actually at a computer, and I'm trying to put the show
boy,
together.
That is a nightmare.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And then,
work. Don't want to be doing that.
And
at home.
I wake up and I have to remind myself, you idiot. You're wasting all this good sleep time. Oh, well. Part of the job, Ted.
I guess it is.
Part of the job.
Hey, well, I want to follow up. Oh,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, no, that is the worst. Dreaming that you're at work.
That's just redundant.
That's awful.
Yeah. Hey, well, I want to follow up on something we were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
We were talking about Thanksgiving side dishes, and we had a conversation about stuffing, which was on the list, and Steve and I both kind of turned our nose up at that.
Yeah.
But Jad was trying to convince us otherwise, and I got a text message from our good friend Teresa Veazey down at City Hall.
Oh, yeah, TV.
Yeah, listening to us, and she says, you know, Jad was expounding on his delicious stuffing recipe, and Teresa says, hey, have Jad share that on your Facebook page or something. She wants that recipe.
Jed?
Good luck. You put stuff in until it looks right, and then you put it in the oven. I mean, it's not something that I have measurements for or anything that. It's just, you know.
Throw in a cup of chopped onions from McDonald's, and you're there, right?
Yeah. It's,
well, TV, you're not going to get that. I'll tell you what. I had a question for Thanksgiving dinner from a relative we haven't visited for quite a while, and they're asking if Aunt Shelley, my wife, of course, will fix her Waldorf salad.
Mm.
Apparently nobody likes it. There may be two people in our entire family who like it. That's kind of there's carrots, apples, all kinds of stuff.
There's apples and grapes. And
yeah. Well, we've got to request
a lot of whipped cream.
And she's flattered. She's going to put that together this year.
That kind of sounds good to me right now.
Waldorf salad. Well, anything's good for us. We never get to eat.
I'm starving. I'm so
hungry. One of our
other
nightmares.
Every morning.
We're at work and we haven't eaten for days and days. And it's kind of like the Donner Party. You're starting to look at Jed and look at him and seeing a giant ribeye over there. Nah. All right. Nightmares. Here's a nightmare. We got to keep going here. People got to get to work. 7:41, Stephen, 10 in the morning. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Hunter Health expansion is completed, and there's more expansion to come there. That's on the way with Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:45, I think it's 7:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Windy, dry conditions boost grass fires across central Kansas.
Two.
Sedgwick County adds polling places. Thousands have already voted in Kansas.
One.
Harris delivers closing arguments in D.C. Trump campaigns in Pennsylvania. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes are picking up, and this is causing a fairly big problem where we had a traffic accident earlier. Avoid eastbound Kellogg between Tyler and Mays Road, and frankly, the backup goes even further back than Mays Road now, about halfway the way to 119th Street West. We've also got increased traffic right around Central and Tyler, Tyler and Maple. And that's more or less because people are trying to divert around this. So just be careful over there on the west side. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Rain in the forecast. Cloudy with a 60% chance for rain today. And a high of 76 degrees. A little cooler today than yesterday when our high temperature in Wichita was 85. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 42. Then for Thursday, Halloween, sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high 60 degrees, which means trick-or-treat time tomorrow evening is going to be chilly. Make sure that the trick-or-treaters are bundled up. Now a cloudy sky. South wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. 72 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A good day for Boeing stock on Wall Street.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed as investors digested more earnings reports and await results from tech heavyweights. Tech gained today, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which posted a new record closing high, while energy lagged. Shares of VF Corporation surged 25%. The company owns brands like Vans, North Face, and Timberland, and reported second quarter earnings and revenue that beat expectations. The Dow winners today, Boeing, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Caterpillar, and Travelers. The Dow down 155 points. The NASDAQ higher by 146. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Hunter Health has completed the expansion of its main campus at Central and Grove in East Wichita. And there are plans to build a $9.6 million wellness center. That would be the final phase of the campus plan. Amy Feimer, CEO of the healthcare nonprofit, said the team is excited to move into the final phase of a three-phase plan to expand the space and resources for patients and employees. Construction on the Wichita nonprofit's first two phases of the project finished up in July, and that was part of a 15,000-square-foot, two-story addition to its current 22,000-square-foot clinic. It also turned the north end of the campus into parking, 75 more parking spaces. A walking path for the community and staff was also added to the campus there for Hunter Health.
As the Boeing machinist strike on the West Coast continues to impact the air capital, a separate set of high-stakes contract talks between Wichita Spirit Aerosystems and union-represented engineers have resumed. The Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, SPEA, confirmed negotiations between its Wichita Engineering Unit negotiations team and the major aviation supplier restarted Monday, as expected. The current six-year agreement expires December 1st, and a new deal would cover more than 1,000 engineers at Spirit's Wichita plant. October 7th, SPEA said both sides had hit a chasm on key issues and agreed to pause negotiations for 3 weeks. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. All right, Ted, Halloween's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A new Halloween poll found around one in four adults will throw on a costume this year. 22% dressed up last year. 27% are planning to do that this time around. And it didn't look at the specific costume people are planning, but it did look at types of costumes that adults. Now, this is adults.
Yeah.
And I've got a list of here, about six of them. Okay.
Okay.
And tops on the list, a fictional person or character. That was 44%. That their costume fits that category, which would be what? Superman or Batman or Wonder Woman or whatever, I guess, huh?
Got a lot of options there.
Number two on the list, an animal or creature. An animal could be, I don't know. We had a function the other day, our chili feed, and somebody came and she had a cow outfit on.
Yeah, Shaylin was a cow.
Yeah, I thought she was a dog, and I said, why does she have a dog outfit? Somebody said, hey, that's a cow outfit. Don't you know anything about costumes? I guess I go, I don't. And number three on the list, a concept. What would that be? What is a concept? All right.
Well, that would be like, I don't know.
I think if you're dressing up as an adult on Halloween, you know what a concept is.
Yeah, it's something that's not any of those other two.
Number four, a living person.
Yeah, that would be me and my Dick Nixon. Well, he's not living anymore, but my Richard Nixon mask.
I'll tell you what, if you've never seen the Richard Nixon mask.
Talk about a classic.
That's one of my favorites all time.
I know, me too.
It just nailed him. I mean, it's got this great big nose out there, and it's just, have you got one of those?
No, I don't. I'd like to.
Number five on the list, a historical figure. Maybe you're going as a...
So that would be the Dick Nixon mask.
George Washington, yeah, you know? Maybe you're going as Millard Fillmore, somebody like that. Number six, an object. I don't know what that means. Maybe an apple or a...
Well, that means you're the keeper of the planes or...
Yeah. All right. There you are, some of the costumes.
Know, something like that.
And we've talked, you know, how many Halloweens have we been on the air that we've done Halloween stories? I mean, this is our 6,793rd show with Steve and Ted, so we've done a lot of Halloweens.
Yeah.
And I know...
Nearly 30 years worth of Halloween stories.
So I know by now that you had a Halloween costume that your mother made for you that was not very practical.
We're not saving that for tomorrow?
We can just save it tomorrow.
Let's go ahead and do it today.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell us about
it. There was the year that Mom came up, you know, and I'm going to preview this. Bless my mom. She didn't like Halloween. Does not like Halloween.
Okay.
And so she always left everything right to the very last minute. There was no pre-planning. It's just like when we got home from school on the 31st, that's when she started coming up with ideas for costumes. So we only had a couple hours to do whatever.
Not much time.
So there's one year she came up with the idea of you're going to be a mummy. I was like, great.
You are? Okay, you are.
She got out the toilet paper, and she wrapped me from head to toe in toilet paper as the mummy. And the only problem was that it rained like hell that night. So
oh, my goodness.
I got about two houses in, and I just was just covered with wet toilet paper, and I was miserable.
Well, how old were you?
So, I don't know. Who knows? I'm probably eight or nine, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Eight. Well, couldn't have been nine yet. Probably eight.
An honest mistake, you know.
I know. Just didn't work out that year. You know, if it hadn't rained, that probably would be a real triumph. Yeah. But it didn't quite work out.
People would say, did you see that kid wrapped in toilet paper? They wouldn't say, did you see the mummy?
Well, bless her heart. She tried.
All right. It triggered a memory we had. I had when I was a kid. I don't know. We were probably young teenagers, okay? And we had a party at our church, the Methodist Church out in West Lincoln. And one of the things we did, everybody dressed up. We were doing all this creepy stuff. And one of the things we had was we blindfolded one of our people, this young girl. Can't remember her name. I think it was Vicky. Anyway, sat her in a chair. And then somebody brought all these things over, these creepy things.
Right. And so you have to
dip your fingers in them. Yeah, so, you know,
it's
grapes. She says, and here are the eyeballs.
Here are, right.
And then she just got more and more agitated as she went. And finally.
Or you have spaghetti. Here's the entrails.
Yeah, the entrails. Well, when she got to the cottage cheese brains, she lost it. She lost it big time. We were going to have to peel her off the floor. Oh, screaming and running around. Oh, no, it's okay, Vicky. It's just cottage cheese. Halloween, how much fun can you have? All right. Today is National Candy Corn Day.
Blech.
In the late 1800s, George Renninger of Wonderly Candy Company created candy corn.
So it's National Garbage Day.
Yeah. His sweet treat represented the bright colors of corn kernels. St. Shelley, my wife, purchased a bag of that.
Oh, why?
The other day.
What a waste of money.
She likes it, okay?
She could have just burnt a candle and collected the wax.
Hey, I'm not going to criticize her choice in candy. Look at the way she screwed up on her choice for men. All right, coming up, we got the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Keep it here.
So are you eating any of that?
I've had a couple.
Okay, good for you.
I'm a good sport.
Yeah, very nice.
Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on Kansas as we have the latest on grass fires across central Kansas. Ted has sports.
Yeah, we had exhibition men's basketball games last night in Lawrence and in Manhattan, So we'll get you some highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, The Blur is on the way.
Oh, of course, we'll get you all your entertainment news, good stuff. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.